He is the door, isn't he? Amen. Got your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter number 5 for a few moments this morning. May the Lord richly, marvelously bless his word, and he will. Thank God for his word. Word of God's good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Which is given unto us. But when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, but yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love unto us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Hallelujah. It's all because of the love of God. Would you pray with us? Father, we're grateful for another opportunity you've given us just to come together and with your children here in the house, your house, to worship our Father and to praise and glorify thee. We pray that the word of God, your precious word, would take a hold of our hearts this morning. We pray it speak to us and through us. If it's one here that hadn't received that atonement. And Lord God, I pray this may be the morning. Don't let one leave here this morning lost. Now, Father, I pray that you'd help us all to leave here rejoicing in the hope and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we pray. Amen and amen. I was listening to a preacher preach this morning. He's preaching on the new birth. You can't get to heaven without it. In no way you can get to heaven without it. Not at all. But I want to thank God. It is an experience. It's real. It's something that's a reality. It's not a figurative of the mind. It's not something you decide. It's something that God works in you. But I want to thank God for that. But he tells us something in here. What is all this salvation about? What is all of it? It's all because of the love of God. The Bible said in John 3:16, one of probably familiar verses of the scripture of the Bible, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. But this is the condemnation, that men love darkness rather than the light, then neither will they come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. I was reading in the book of First John, little book of First John, just through that little book of First John, you'll find in there that God is light. It says God is light. He said, therefore let us walk in the light as he is in the light, not in darkness, because God is light. And that he has no, listen, dealing with darkness. He's totally, completely light. Another place in the chapter, you see, another verse in that same book, you'll find where it said God is love. Amen. And God, love is of God. Then it says God is love. He don't just love, he is love. Amen. He is love. That's what it says. And then you go a little further, not only that it says he's love, and not only does it say he's light, but also says that he's life. He's alive. He's this new life in Christ Jesus. He said in John, he said in the book of John, chapter number 11, he said simply this, I'm come that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it's a different life too. It's a wonderful life, a glorious life, abundant life. It is, but thank God. He talks about the love of God. This is what it's all about. And I want to look at that particular, that verse where it said the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, if a person born again, listen, he's got something. The Spirit of God takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And I'll tell you, when it's shed in there, it just covers it. And listen, it's going to flow through too. Thank God, the love of God. The love of God. That's why he tells us completely over and over and over. You read that book of 1 John, you'll find him saying that if we love God, we listen to the love of God's in our heart. Listen, we'll love our brothers and sisters in the Lord. He even said, if we love not our brother and sister, we'll murder. And you know, no murder have eternal life abiding in them. I'm telling you, when you got the love of God in your soul, hallelujah, it flows and it's set abroad in her and it goes forth. And people will see the love of God. You can't hide it. It's the love of God. And it's shed abroad in our hearts. And it happens and done by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. You just let God love through you. That's what it's all about. But he said, hope maketh not ashamed. Amen. You know what the love of God does? When it's shed abroad in our hearts, we got hope and not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Not ashamed of it. Someone said, I'm a little ashamed. No, you ain't. If you got the love of God shed abroad in your heart, you don't have to be ashamed of the hope that you got. Folks, we got a hope beyond this life. And if you don't have no hope beyond this life, I can tell you what you are, miserable. Miserable. But thank God, there's a hope beyond this life. Hallelujah. So he said that hope is make it not ashamed. Amen. We got hope and we're not ashamed of it because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. That's why the Bible said you can love your enemies, do good to them that persecute you, and all manner of things against you. Listen, that our love, the Bible said also in the book of 1 John over there, this love is perfected in us. And it said, fear hath torment, but perfect love casteth out fear. Where's perfect love coming from? I won't tell you where perfect love is. It's that perfect love that God loved us. And when you know how much God loves you, hey, you can let that flow through your heart and through your life. What a blessed thing. Perfect love. Hey, you know fear torments? But when that perfect love's shed abroad in our hearts, we got a hope. Beyond this life, hope beyond all of our troubles and trials and sorrow and heartaches and things that you face in this life. We got hope beyond that, and we don't have to be ashamed of it because, listen, he's told us over and over again, if we believe it, we got hope beyond this life. You got hope beyond your problems. I got hope beyond mine. My wonderful Lord. Hey. That's the love of God. If you ever thought about how much God really loves us, hallelujah. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience. Experience hope. Yeah, worketh patience. Patience experience. Experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. We got it, folks. But it goes on down there and says something. When we were without strength, I couldn't help myself and still can't, and you can't either. But I'm going to tell you something. When we was without strength, guess what happened? Christ died for the ungodly. Who did he die for? He said, I come not to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. What did Christ die for? Well, sinners could be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Hallelujah. Hey. You know what amazes me about the love of God? He didn't say, straighten up your act, get rid of every sin, and I'll go to that cross for you. No. While I was an enemy, we just read it. While I was ungodly, while I was without hope, while I was without strength. Did you know God loves us? He loved you and I when it, listen, and there still ain't nothing in us lovable, mount anything, but I want to tell you something. He loved us, and while we was enemies with him, he loved us where there's not a speck of anything to be loved in us except he chose to love us. And he did. Love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love of God. You know what keeps my hope alive? Because I know he loves me. Hallelujah. I know he loves me. Brother Billy, I know he loves me. It keeps me going. Hallelujah. Keeps me pressing on. I know he loves me. Although I go through trials like you. I know he loves me. All go through different troubles. Heartaches or sorrows or sadnesses. I know he still loves me. Hallelujah. You know, when you was a child, I know when I remember when I was a child, I didn't get mad at my parents. I might not really liked it right then while he's putting that chastisement upon me, while he's putting that rod of correction on me. But you know what? You know why I knew? I knew they loved me. And when God corrects us and chastises us, I'm going to tell you something. We still know he loves us. He loves us. God so loves us. Yes, he does. You know what amazes me in this verse, one of these verses here? For scarcely for a righteous man but one die, yet prevention for a good man someone even dare to die. Verse 8 says, but God commended his love unto us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Can you see that love flowing? Now that's the same love that he says is the love of God been shed abroad in our hearts. And you know what he says in Romans also? What shall separate us from the love of God? Tribulation, distress, persecutions, pearls of robbery, pearls of on and on and on. What's the separateness from the love of God? Nothing, thank God. He said there's nothing separateness from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, it's God loved his son. He loves us. And nothing separates us from it. Hallelujah. And it's thank God. That same love has been shed abroad in our hearts. Hey, he says, I'm having a problem loving a certain person. Hey, let that just say, God, let that love flow through me. That agape love of God flow through and shed abroad it in my heart. Amen. And I can assure you, that love flowing through you, they will be loved. That same love shed abroad in their hearts. Thank God If God could go to a cross and die, take my sin, while I was ungodly, while I was without strength, while I was without hope. Matter of fact, he knew you and I before we was ever born. But look how long he went to that cross before we was ever born. Yet he loved us, and he still does. Thank God. When I see those outside of Christ, my heart throbs. You know why? Because I know. I know that God loves them. And just like he loves us, he wants them to come unto him. Please. He loves you. You may think sometimes, the devil may get you to think of, nobody don't love me. Nobody don't pay me no attention. Nobody don't do anything for me. I'm going to tell you something. Always remember, in the loneliness of your times, in the saddest of your hour, in the darkest of the night, always remember God loves you. And always remember he'll give you a song in the night. I was listening to old Brother Joe Parson. Some of you remember him preaching. He never got over. Sometimes we get excited, but he never hardly raised his voice. But you won't. I tell you, when he got through preaching, you'd be weeping. Your heart would be heavy. He told one time with this young couple, first child, I think it was, he had died. Said he went to visit them. And said they had a high chair sitting there with no baby in it. Said while they were there, he said he heard a bird singing outside the window. He told him, said, God sent you a song. God has sent you a song in the darkest of your night. That's the way God works. Can I tell you something? In the darkest hour of your night, the saddest time of your life, God, in his sovereign mercy and grace, will send you a song. Hallelujah. Hey. We'd stop long enough and be still and know that he's God. He loves us. And he's concerned about us. Amen. He watches over us with his tender mercy and grace. That's my blessed Lord. Hallelujah. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Thank God. Because of the blood of Jesus, don't save us from the wrath of the Lamb. Because he paid the price for us. He loves us. He sure does. While we're enemies, he will reconcile to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We shall reconcile to him by his death. Will be saved by his life. See, he's alive now. Our life's in Christ. We're in the love of God. We're in the life of God. And we're in the light of God. Walking in it. Let's walk in the light. Let's live with the love of God shed abroad in our hearts to may glorify him. Because we have that reconciliation. We have now that atonement I read a while ago through his blood. Hallelujah. God loves you. And I'm going to tell you something. Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. What love. What love. God gave us his son. He did. Now ask the question. Is the love of God shed abroad in our hearts this morning? He's longing to shed his love in our hearts. Let her flow for the glory of God. You know what? That love shed abroad in our hearts can love our enemies. It can love our brothers and sisters in the Lord. It can make us love our loved ones even more because the love of God flowing and shed through our hearts and lives. I've had people get saved, and later on they say, I didn't know you could love so much. But if you get born again, you can. Get that love of God shed abroad in your heart. Hallelujah. It's a brand new love. It's a brand new person. And it's all the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You said, explain it. I can't. He said, it's the Holy Spirit like the wind that blowing. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going. But one thing about it, you know, you can feel the wind blowing. And you know what? I'm praying God, blow, let her blow again. Hallelujah. Someone said they heard a preacher preach the other day on let the wind blow again. Boy, let the winds of the Holy Ghost blow again. Hallelujah. Think about old Brother John, Brother Billy, when I think about that. Old Brother John Burks. Y'all pray for him. He's in a nursing home in DeKalb, Mississippi. But I tell you what, I can assure you probably what he's doing. Amen. He's getting a little hard to hear, but I tell you what, he's probably telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. Love of God. You know what? I've often wondered, how's a person leave this country, go be a missionary in some of those other foreign countries, and all of a sudden it seemed like the Lord just spoke to me and told me, it's cause they got that love of God shed abroad in their hearts, and they got love for the lost. But you and I may never go over there, but there's plenty right here that we can let the love of God flow to. And listen, that they may see the goodness, the gentleness, and the mercy of God. Did you know, if I'm not mistaken, Galatians 2:20 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. What's the first one, isn't it? Love, joy, peace. Love, joy, and peace. And I believe we've got that love of God. Other fruit of the Spirit. Got the Spirit of love, the other fruit of the Spirit. He's going to follow it by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me?